Morning. Welcome to When Heaven Speaks, the podcast where the volume of the world gets silenced and the voice of God gets amplified. I'm Pastor Zach. It's Friday and heaven is still speaking. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. Our hearts are longing for you, waiting and hoping for you. Thank you that you are not only the God who heals us instantly, but you're also the God who walks with us through every moment of this process. Thank you, God, for being so patient in our process and tender with our pain. Today, we speak to every weary soul who've been praying for breakthrough, but only seeing slow steps and slow results. Remind us that healing is still happening, even if it doesn't look like what we expect. You are working beneath the surface, aligning, restoring, and rebuilding what we thought was broken beyond repair. Lord, increase our faith. Come on, say that after me. Lord, increase my faith for this journey. Help us not to despise the days of gradual growth and the days of small beginnings. Strengthen those who feel forgotten. Encourage those who are exhausted. And wrap your presence around each listener today. Whisper, I'm still healing you. We trust you, and we trust that what you've started, you will finish. Speak, Lord. Your sons and daughters are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Will you say after me, speak, Lord, I'm listening. We are in Mental Health Awareness Month, and we're yet dealing with the topic of the mind. And we want to deal with this Friday. Healing is happening, even if it's not instant. You need to hear this again. Replay, rewind. Healing is happening, even if it's not instant. Scripture reading is coming from Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. And it reads from the Passion Translation. I pray with great faith for you, because I'm fully convinced that the one who began this glorious work in you will faithfully continue the process of maturing you. God has started something good in you. I want you to lay hands on yourself and say, God has started something good in me, and he's going to finish it. Here's 3 points I want you to remember out of this lesson today. Point number one, healing is a process, not a moment. In Mark 8, 22-25, there was a blind man Jesus healed in stages. Some things, some healings happen gradually so we can learn to see ourselves and God even clearer. You got to trust the process. Don't despise your slow progression. It's still movement. Another thing that Pastor Zach, and many of you may not know, I'm a personal trainer. And in personal training, people, fitness training, individuals, oftentimes, day one, day two, day three, they come, work out, eat healthy, don't see immediate changes. And they feel like because I look in the mirror and I don't see any change, change is not happening. Change gradually takes place. Some healing happens gradually so that we can learn to see ourselves. It does not. Don't despise your slow progress and still movement. It's still going in a progressive way. And I tell people, hey, give it a couple of weeks, give it a couple of months, give it a couple of years, give it 5 years. The longer you keep going at it, the more change is happening. So again, healing is a process, not a moment. Point two, I want you to remember, progress is still proof of God's hand. Because he's progressing, because something is there. Celebrate the small wins. Look, in the Bible, there was a man in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 10 to 14, by the name of Naaman. Naaman didn't feel healed, yet he obeyed God step by step. See, when your emotions start to shift, you sleep or your sleep gets better, your energy returns. Celebrate it. God is at work in your life. Say that after me. God is at work in my life, even in the settle. And one day, what used to break you won't even move you anymore. So again, point one, healing is a process, not a moment. Point two, progress is still proof of God's hand. And finally, I want you to take this with you. Write it down. The you that's emerging is stronger than you've ever been. I told someone today, as they saw the progression of my gym workout over the several years I've been doing it, they said, "Wow, look at you. I can't believe how you look." And I told them, I'm becoming the best version of me. It's so important that you understand that the you that's emerging is stronger than you've ever been. See, look, after Job and Job, amen, 42 and 5, after his healing journey, Job declared, "Now my eyes see you." Job saw God in a totally different way. "Now my eyes see you. You're coming out wiser. You're coming out deeper. You're coming out stronger. Healing is shaping you into someone more aligned with heaven's blueprint." Hear what heaven has to say, that there's a better version of you. There's a you that's emerging that's stronger than you've ever been. Repeat this prophetic declaration after me. I declare that the slow work of God is still the sure work of God in my life. You are healing me day by day, thought by thought, moment by moment. You're making me whole, and I receive it in Jesus' name. I want you to do this for me. Here's your challenge. Take inventory of what God, of what's improving in your mental and your emotional health. What's improving? Maybe you've lost a loved one and you find yourself not grieving as hard as you once did. I think back when I lost my dad just a few years ago, I grieved and I grieved and I grieved. I grieved and, I asked God to heal me of that grief. And I also went to a grief counselor. And through the process, I started seeing some steps of improvement. I want you to take inventory of what's improving in your life. I could listen to music that I normally couldn't listen to that was his favorite music. But because of the process and the progress and the improvement in my mental and emotional health, I was able to listen to it. Take inventory. Here's your challenge. Take inventory of what's improving in your mental and emotional health. Write it down. Celebrate it. And thank God for every small win. And as you do this, you're going to gradually see your healing manifest. Let us pray. Father, thank you for being patient in our process. Thank you for not giving up on us when we may have given up on ourselves, given up on others, and yes, maybe even given up on you. Thank you for not giving up on us. Even when we don't feel whole yet, you're still healing us. Even when we don't feel complete yet, and we feel empty, and we feel broken, you're still healing us. Breathe over every listener today. Let the breath of life breathe into every heart today, every home today, from generation to generation, from family to family. As I pray this prayer and the listeners listening, let it activate something in their hearts today. Encourage them to keep going, to keep moving forward, to keep pressing forward. Give them endurance for the process and faith for the journey. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening when Heaven Speaks. Keep walking. Healing is happening. Keep the faith. We'll be back Monday. God bless everyone in Jesus' name.